Okay, gentlemen, we'll go back. We got, this will be Mr. Brumley next, and then we'll go back down to the line. Mr. Brumley, please. And I'm going to give Biden, I'll get him done. Okay.
1558.
All right, sir. Yes, sir, it's your turn now. Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Going with the questions. Let's see.
You answered the first one.
Yeah.
Second one, and then you got to the part which is the various necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And you got, yes, could you expand on that, please?
Right. We started with B. That was 2B. Yes, due to the curve on the property, the variance is needed to allow the truck to sit in a level ground. Then we go with 3. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? If not, please explain. No, it is a natural curve of the property. Okay, on 4. Effect of the surroundings. Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, it will just allow the truck to move forward to avoid being unlevel. B of that same question, will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or for development of the adjacent property? No, it has no effect on the property around it. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No, it will allow the truck to sit in a safe place. Going to 5A, will the variance represent at least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, it would only be moved the truck a few feet closer from the allowed placement. B, is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes, without the variance, the truck would be sitting on an unlevel, uneven slant due to the curve of the property. C, will the variance represent at least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, it is only a few feet closer to the road and still it a safe distance from the road. Will the exception substantially affect, Okay, 1, special use exception. Will the exception substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property? No. It will have no effect on the property around. All property around it is owned by me. Are there any requirements which are applicable to the specific application being requested? For example, time limitation. I'm trying to open the business before the 1st of April. And that is my total application, guys.
Okay.
The gentleman, I should say.
All right, we'll start, Mr. Rickards, we'll go with you first, please.
How did County Council approve the use of the food truck, okay, on a property with a 19-foot problem? Was this the same thing that was presented to County Council?
Yes, it was.
The council approved the use.
Okay, they didn't approve.
The board has to grant the consideration of variance for the 19-foot.
Did they know at that time that he wasn't...
Yes.
They did? Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
They just had to know it had to go to the board.
Yes. Okay, that's answered that question. Okay.
Thank you. Mr. Wortman?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
I
do have a question. What is the need for this food truck? What else is on the property?
It's a campground. I've got about 30 people there that would like to utilize this place to have a bite to eat of some sort. And I thought it would be a nice asset. In fact, there's a lot of write-ups in the paper lately about food trucks being started here and there as means of people eventually getting into a restaurant business. In other words, it's a start.
So the pictures that you have show, I guess, an Italian ice truck?
Yes. Well, not it was a truck that even had pizzas on it and things like that. That's where it got its name.
And there's a building on the property. When was that used for?
That was a daycare center.
It still is?
Yeah, from time to time. Right now it's sitting empty because the people moved out.
Okay, and that can't be made into a food place?
Eventually, but you got to start somewhere. I'm not made a lot of money, so if this food truck goes over really well, then that's what I'll plan on doing. I'll be back to see you.
Council's already approved the use. You're only considering the setback variance.
Right.
Yeah, well, I was just, you know, I guess the question is it created by the applicant? And if the building could be used, then it would be created by the applicant.
My plan is if I can make it starting out, maybe I can make it that way too. But I have to find out, you know, that it has the potential to be some kind of a good marketing means.
And is this food truck just for your campground where you're at? You're not going to be going anywhere with it?
Well, no, I won't be going anywhere.
I know, because you know, some of them you see where they're going different places.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I just asked, fact, just for you.
Right in the newsletters today, you see so much about them. Yep. These things, and actually I got started on it way before I saw the news thing. Seems like a lot of ideas I have people like to follow.
Well, they're coming up, they're big, they're coming out all the time. But a lot of them move them, that's why I asked that question.
Yeah. I've already been invited up to the campus of the University of Delaware there, that festival they were having, if I was interested in coming up. But I really like to get started in my own backyard. Perfect.
Okay.
And
thank you.
And further, my question was in regard to the necessity to enable reasonable use of the property. That's all.
What was that again?
The second reason I asked the question was because of the second standard isn't necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, so.
Okay.
No other questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two. Okay. Is there any persons here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Two in favor.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,558. I believe the uniqueness of the property is due to the slope on the property that the applicant has stated. And, of course, a food truck we know can't be unlevel or unstable. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I believe it is the way it is set up, and he doesn't have the use of the other building right as now. And the exceptional practical difficulty hasn't been created by the applicant due to the demographics of the ground, of course, and where he's putting it compared to the proposed picnic table area. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, because that's what it's used for there, for a picnic ground. And the request of the variance is minimum that will afford relief.
You do have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickert and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11,558. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Nay.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye. I mean, yes.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye.
Ms. Calloway? Yes. So by a vote of 3-1, case number 11,558 is approved.
Gentlemen, I thank you wholeheartedly. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, sir.
Thank you.
Did you want this?
Okay.
Yes, please.
Now.